It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. I want to show you a horse. This is called a found object sculpture, and it's made out of things that my friend Leonard Streckfuss found. I mean, look at this right here. That's the belly of the horse, and it's part of a bicycle. Yeah. These are all different parts of things. I think this must be a wheel of something. I'll put it down here so that you can see it real carefully. There's a tail. Look at that. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. It's good to look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way you learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Right. Mr. Streckfuss told me that he'd be glad to show us more of his found object sculpture if we would come to his studio. In fact, his studio is in an old barn, and I'd like you to be with me, so let's just go there now, okay? I'll just return this one, the one that he loaned me. Is that the phone? Oh. Well, just in time. Hello? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Yes, I certainly do. I'm glad you found it. We're going to visit Leonard Streckfuss right now, but we'll be back after that. That'll be fine. Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely found a book that I've been wanting to show you for some time, and he'll bring it to us later. So now let's go and see some more found object sculpture. Oh, look at this. This must be a porpoise. Look here. Part of a tricycle. And here's a saw. Oh, he has such a wonderful imagination. Oh, here's a big one. Wow. I think this must be part of a sled. Hi, Leonard.
Hi, Fred. Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Leonard Streckfuss. Thank you for loaning me the horse. I really like that
one. You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Would you like to see some more things inside?
Oh, I would.
Come on in.
All right, I'll follow you.
Okay.
A horse is back home.
Thank you.
I was showing it to my friend. I figured that must be a wheel in there.
It sure is.
Oh, it's like that one.
It's an old tricycle wheel. I removed the tire, as you can see.
And then just took this part.
The rim.
And put it in there.
That's right. Would you like to see something else?
Yes. Oh, is this rhinoceros?
It sure is.
Look at that.
What do you think inspired it?
I don't know. This maybe this, huh?
Exactly.
Oh, you've got another one.
It's an extra.
Is that something that you hold vegetables or fruit or something
yes.
with? And you saw this and you thought right away of a rhinoceros?
It reminded me of a rhino's horn.
So you just made it like
right.
that. You know what it reminds me of?
What's that?
Some kind of a...
Oh, it makes a good hat, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Wow. I love seeing the things that you make.
Here's another one.
Is that an alligator?
Yes, it's an alligator. I made out of an old tire.
A tire?
some croquet balls for the eyes. And inside here...
Oh, look at that.
...is a sole from a golfer's shoe.
That's the bottom part of a golfer's shoe.
That's right.
With those little things for the teeth. What a wonderful imagination you've got. Oh, look at this dog.
He's made mostly from old chair parts.
Chair parts? Old chairs?
From broken chairs.
Things that people didn't need anymore. What about this? That's not from a chair, is it?
This is an old fan stand.
A fan stand. Can you see how that might be used for a face? Huh. And when you saw this, did you think of the snout of a dog?
Exactly, like yes, it reminded me of the form of a dog's head.
Have you always been interested in things like this, Leonard? I mean, even when you were a little boy, did you do stuff like this?
Yeah, I always liked to draw, and I was always very interested in shapes and putting together shapes and colors.
And so when you see something, that something reminds you of something else.
Right.
You start making it, huh?
Something has many possibilities.
Well, that sure looks like an elephant to me.
You're right. That's exactly what it is.
And is this an inner tube?
That's an inner tube. And inside, forming its structure, is a fire hose.
A fire hose? Oh.
Can you see that?
Yes, and I see the nozzle down here.
Yes, that's the nozzle.
Great, huge elephant.
There's other parts like tires for the head and ears, an old cafe chair.
For the tusks.
For the tusk. And can you tell what these are on the ears?
No, what are they?
Those are the uppers of old cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots?
Right.
Is that ever clever? What's this inside here?
That's actually a wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow? Here's another dolphin. Huh?
Yes, this is the baby of the bunch.
Look at that. Is that a bowling pin there?
Yes, it sure is.
You know, I'd like to see some of the things that you have to put together that you haven't put together yet.
Okay, come over here.
All right. Look at this pile.
Yeah, these are some things I've been collecting recently.
Where'd you get them all?
From junkyards, and people have given me some of them.
Now, what would you use such a thing as that
for? Well, in the past, I've used a swimming flipper for horse's ears. By cutting out the center section here.
Oh, you mean the ears are here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you had two?
Oh.
What would you use two for?
Well, maybe a quacking duck.
Is that an old telescope?
It sure is.
Now, what would you use something like that for?
Well, it could be a tail, or maybe a unicorn's horn.
Aha. You have such good ideas. I was looking at this, the bicycle seat.
Right. This bicycle seat has inspired me just recently. In fact, I'm working on something right now that a bicycle seat inspired me to make.
Could I see it?
Sure. It's right over here.
Is this it?
Yeah. Do you see the bicycle seat?
May I pick it up?
Sure.
Ah, there it is. Then so this looks...
The springs have become the eyes of a lion image.
A lion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have more to do with this lion? More to make with it?
Yeah. I'm working right now using this bicycle part for the forehead and muzzle and part of a bicycle fender for a nose, which would get slipped right up there.
There you are, lion.
I use the screw to secure all the parts together.
You have lots of tools, don't you?
You have to have a great variety.
You like working with tools and things, don't you?
Very much. I like working with my hands and actually feeling what the shapes of the objects are and how they fit together.
But first of all, it has to be an idea.
It starts in the head and gets worked out by the hands.
I imagine children would be very helpful to you with ideas.
They do. They have a good supply of ideas.
Well, I know you have lots of work to do, and I'm grateful for you. I'm glad you're my neighbor.
Oh, I'm very happy to be one.
Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you, Fred.
See you soon.
Great. I'll see
Bye-bye.
You later. Bye.
I really love his work. Come on back to my place. Don't we find a lot of interesting people who do wonderful things? I think maybe I'll try making something with found objects. You know, just think of what you can put together. Now, what could that be? Here's some clothespins. What about that? Now we need something for a tail here. We've got our own found object horse. You know, it takes a lot of practice to make really artistic things. But even great artists start out with just an idea. Speaking of ideas, why don't we have some make-believe? We'll put these away and we'll go to the trolley. Okay, trolley. There we are. Last time we pretended that King Friday the 13th had been swimming, and when he got out of the pool, he couldn't find his crown. Mayor Maggie said she'd help look for it. So let's just think more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, no, trolley, we still haven't found it. Yes, King Friday's very upset about it. Thanks, trolley. Looks like we'll need it. Oh, is this a lion I see?
No, Mayor Maggie. I'm just Prince Tuesday. And I need your help putting the rest of this costume on, please.
Sure, Tuesday. You startled me. Why are you wearing this lion costume?
Oh, I thought it might help me feel brave.
You need to feel extra brave today?
Yes. Daddy says he wants me to help look for his crown.
So you're a royal looker, too?
Yes. I even made up a song about it.
Would you sing it for me?
Sure. I'll look in front, I'll look behind, I'll look all over town. I'll look and try to find my daddy's royal crown.
Good for you, Tuesday.
Thanks for your help, Mayor Maggie. See you later.
Good looking, brave Lion Prince.
You too, brave Mayor.
We'll look in front, we'll look behind, we'll look all over town. We'll look and try to find King Friday's royal crown.
And the sign of Westwood Town.
What do you mean, Neighbor Aber?
Our Westwood Town sign is missing.
You mean the one that points to the town center?
That's it. So now the king's crown and our town sign are both gone.
I wonder if there's any correlation.
I wonder, too.
What's that pounding?
I'm not sure. May I borrow your telescope?
Of course.
Thanks. I think we've found our Westwood sign.
At the museum go-round?
Uh-huh.
We'd best go there right away.
Okay.
Lady Lane Fairchild.
Well, well, welcome. What a busy day.
Hello,
Lady Hi, Lady Lane.
Hello. Yes, hello. Anything I can do for you?
We thought we heard some pounding over here.
Oh, well, maybe you did. As I said, it's a very busy day.
What's making it so busy, Lady Lane?
I'm getting ready for a found objects exhibit.
Found objects?
Yes. Things that I have found. It's going to be wonderful.
Have you, by any chance, found the Westwood Town sign?
Now, don't spoil my surprises by asking questions like that.
But we need our town sign.
Oh, who in the world are you?
Oh, I'm a looking lion.
You sound like Tuesday.
Well, I'm as brave as a lion.
Let me take a closer look at you. Why do you need to be brave?
I look in front, I look behind, I look all over town. I'll look and look until I find King Friday's royal crown.
Do you have King Friday's crown, Lady Lane?
That's for me to know and you all to find out. Come to the found object sharing exhibit in just a few make-believe days.
But Lady Elaine, we'd...
No buts about it, Toots. No buts about it. Museum is closed.
Wait, Auntie Lady Elaine.
Found object sharing exhibit?
I think she's just taking things.
Without asking.
That's not sharing, is it?
It most certainly isn't.
What should we do about the Westwood Town sign?
I think we should just take it back.
Okay.
It isn't
it's gone.
There. Oh, we must develop another plan.
Oh, well, I'm going to keep my lion costume on.
Wise move if you think it helps. There's the trolley.
Oh, let's go tell the trolley.
Good idea.
We'll look in front, we'll look behind.
We'll look all over town.
We'll look and look and try to find
King Friday's royal crown.
We're sure she has the sign because we saw it.
We didn't see the crown.
But we were brave.
Thanks, Trolley.
Thanks, Trolley.
Bye, Trolley.
We must report to the king.
Now, what would you suggest they do? Lady Elaine says she's having a found object sharing exhibit. But it's not a sharing exhibit if she just took things. You have to ask people if they will share things. You don't just take them. Well, we'll pretend more about that next time. Oh, let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy deliveries.
You
speedy
have
delivery.
It, Mr. McFeely.
I have the book that you wanted. There it is.
Thank you very much. Do you have time to stay?
Sorry, not today. I have a bag full of deliveries, but I do have time to tell you that this book is one of my grandchildren's favorites.
Oh, good. Well, I'll be glad to read it to our neighbors.
I hope you enjoy it. Speedy delivery to you.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Bye-bye.
Let's just sit right over here and read this book. It's called Loving. Mummies and daddies take care of you for a long time. They give you food. Keep you clean and tidy. They make sure you are dressed and cozy. They listen to what you have to say. They tell you stories and tuck you in at bedtime. They take you to the market and for walks and talks. They teach you to read and to count, to build a plane, to sew. They teach you how to ride a pony, and even how to ride an elephant. They take you on trips to the city and show you the country around you. People who love you tickle you and make you laugh. They help you when you're feeling bad with hugs and shoulders and laps. Older children help younger children. good friends share good times together. Children play with their pets and care for them in loving ways. Daddies hug and cuddle. Even elephants snuggle. And mummies kiss and smile and open their arms. Isn't that wonderful? I was just thinking, there are many ways to say I love you. There's the reading way to say I love you. There's the reading something someone really likes to hear. The reading way to say I love you. If you know people really love you, it's so much easier to share things. And of course, the more you share love, the more you have left inside you. That can give everybody a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have more things to do and to talk about next time. That's when I'll be back. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.